This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everybody. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Today's epic shir is dedicated by Rabbi Gordon Halevi Zisholtz in honor of five very tall people, five overgrown people who were able to take condensed rubber and quickly put it into a hole before the other team was able to put it into a different hole. Actually, they once came to Reb Chaim Knievsky and they asked him if you're allowed to play basketball on Shabbos. So Reb Chaim said, "What's basketball?" So they said, "You take a round object and you put it into a hole." So Reb Chaim said, "Okay, so what's the game?" "So put it into the hole." So they said, "No, there are people standing there trying to stop you from putting it into the hole." So Reb Chaim says, "So come early and put it before they get there." Actually, you know, now the World Cup is starting, a very important event. And somebody once came to Rav Shalom Shvadron, and he said, Rav Shalom came, "You know, I haven't seen you by Night Seder recently." So the guy says, "I'll tell you the truth, it's a World Cup now, and you know, I needed to watch the game." So Rav Shalom Shvadron said, "You know, he played like he did in Nisht Visindik," and he said, what's the World Cup?" He said, "Soccer." He said, "What's soccer?" "You have to go, you have to kick a rubber ball into a net." So Rav Shalom said, "You know, so kick it into the net." So the guy says, "No, but there are people blocking you from kicking into the net." So Rav Shalom said, "So come an hour early and kick it in before they get there." So he said, "That's not a game. What kind of game is that? To kick it in when nobody's trying to stop." So Rav Shalom says, "So what's Night Seder if you don't have something else to do and you still come anyway? It's not Night Seder. Just to come to learn, that's not learning. Coming to learn means you give up something else to come to learn." Anyway, see, he liked that because he likes soccer, right? Anyway, so now, obviously the fact that this team won is because of Arshul. You know about this? First of all, the coach of the Knicks that won 613 games, Red Auerbach, he lived in the neighborhood. He lived right here. He won, of course, 613 games. And our most recent member moved into his house. And once he moved into his house, they won the championship. So it was in the zchus of one of the only shuls that there's no talking and no phones. You see, even, look what it could do. Even the Knicks could win because of that. It's amazing.
Yesterday's date was 6:13.
Yesterday's date was 6:13. There you go. Anyway, that's just Milsa Dibdi Chusa to start off this year. Could you bring me Mekrois Gedolos Chumash on Bamidbar? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayichar leMoshe Ma'od. Moshe got very angry. Vayomer LaHashem, Al Tefen Al Minchasam. He said, "Do not turn to their cover Mincha." Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that Moshe Davin, that if Korach would have Mekores Gedolos Bamidbar, that if Korach would have any zuchus at all, it should not be accepted L'Ratzon B'fnei Hashem. Can you imagine? Moshe davened, "Hashem, don't accept the mitzvahs of Korach." They probably have zechusim and mitzvahs, and Moshe was mispal to Hashem, "Don't accept them." So says the Archaim HaKadosh, this is a koyach nifla that the Chachmei Yisrael have, that they could be mafkia the mitzvahs of an individual, that they should not go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much. You hear such a thing? That the Chachmei Yisrael have a koyach that they could daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, don't accept the mitzvahs of Ploini. Don't accept the mitzvahs of such and such person. Let's see, where is that pasuk? Vayichar leMoshe Ma'od. Vayomer. El Hashem, Al Tefen, El Min Chasam. Says our Achaim HaKadosh, this is a Koyach Nifla that the Chachmei Yisrael have. It says our Chaim HaKadosh, Ke'in dematzinu b'mamoin, hefker bezden hefker. Just like the Chachmei Yisrael could say, your house is hefker, your car is hefker, your property is hefker, the Chachmei Yisrael have the koyach to say, your mitzvah, it should not rise up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'ratzayin. So Reb Shloimeh Arieli, the brother of Reb Asher Arieli, he wrote the blue Rebbe Akiva Eger. You ever see the blue Rebbe Akiva Eger? So you have the regular volumes of Rebbe Akiva Eger, three volumes, and then, you know, each volume is like, the first one is Ram and Moyed, then Noshim and Nezikin. What's in one volume of Noshim, Nezikin, Rebbe Akiva Eger, you know, it's like Oilamois, Alafim, Oilamois. Anyway, Reb Shloimeh Arieli wrote a volume of Rebbe Akiva Eger for each Masechta with tremendous footnotes. He also wrote a sefer, Rapduni Batapuchim. And I want to thank my friend, Rebbe Yitzchak Zev Finkelstein, Zechuenu Levracha, who, when he heard me quote Rapduni Batapuchim, he sent me his personal copy of the sefer. Rebbe Shloimeh Arieli explains as follows. What's the mechanism that the Chachmei Yisrael have the ability to uproot someone's mitzvahs? How does that work? So he explains like this. We've been speaking lately about the concept that whenever you do a mitzvah, you should do a mitzvah b'shem kol Yisrael. Yeah? You understand what that means? That when you do a mitzvah, you should say, I'm doing this mitzvah b'shem kol Yisrael, or at least you should think it. You should think you're doing the mitzvah on behalf of the Jewish people. The Masil Sisham says to protect them. You know, the Jewish people need protection. Do you feel protected that some random guy in Iran, on behalf of the entire country, is signing a document that they're not gonna develop? It's not even a commitment. It's just a commitment to lead to a process. It's a memorandum of understanding. Because, you know, why can't we just have understanding with each other? We should have a lot of understanding where we understand that they're not going to develop any weapons, and they understand that they will be developing weapons. That's the memorandum of understanding. So you need to, Klal Yisrael needs actual protection. The protection is when you do a mitzvah, you have in mind, you're doing it on behalf of the Jewish people. Therefore, since when I do a mitzvah, the way it works for the Jewish people is I transfer it, I'm giving it over to Klal Yisrael, so the Chachmei Yisrael have the right to, you know, nip it in the bud and stop it and say, no. We're impeding the mechanism that you're using of B'Shem Kol Yisrael. By the way, that's why, if you're Medayik in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Al Teifen El, not Oiloi Sam, El Mincha Sam. Why Mincha Sam? Because an Oiloi Kacham Azolois could be Noider V'Nidav like Yisrael. Yeah? A goy could bring a carbon. So, but what kind of carbonus could a goy bring? Only an oila. They can't bring a mincha, like the Rambam says. So the power of the Chachmei Yisrael is only over those things that are specific to the Jewish people. Only the carbon mincha is specific to the Jewish people. So Moshe Rabbeinu was specifically davening, Al teifen el mincha sam. Because a mitzvah, I mean, the Chachmei Yisrael have the right to impede and interfere with those mitzvahs that are shayach li Yisrael. Okay, that's the first offering for today. That's just by way of introduction.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.